This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Ice Barrel, a cold therapy training tool that offers an easy way to bring ice baths to your routine. Save $125 off with code MMA Nuts. Begin your scenting journey with Aroma 360. Save 35% off with code FIT35. Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 628.
628.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by our fans, for our fans, walk line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Nothing. I discovered something new you might want to try. This is called the Finnish long drink.
Okay.
And it says it's zero carbs and gluten-free. It's a new
perfect
thing. I highly recommend it. It's very tasty. It has a crisp flavor.
72% alcohol.
No, it's like 4 or something. It's really low.
Like but, Stone Light.
Only like 90 calories. It's gin with natural grapefruit and juniper berry. And it says it's gluten-free. So I know how you are with that. So you might want to do your diligence, but delicious and easy on the palate. So
nice.
Highly recommend.
Yeah. What was that? Just a drink. I think it was a gin or was it Bombay Sapphire or something? Or
yeah. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Forgot what I was mixing with that.
Tonic? Juice? Mm-hmm. Gin and juice? Like little grapefruit juice?
I think so.
Like Snoop Dogg?
Something.
He's drinking a little
gin and juice. You know.
Can we talk about the Bears for a second?
Bears 372. Packers 17.
It was really hard to watch our team play this weekend because we were texting a little and you called it and they're like, all they're doing is throwing screens. What is happening?
Why throw the ball downfield? You trade your number one pick for fucking DJ Moore and then you target him, I think, twice or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the lack of effort from Chase Claypool and like, I don't know. There was some point and even the announcers said it that they just fucking gave up. Like you could see the fucking just looking at how they were sitting, their posture on the fucking sidelines. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you guys just fucking quit. Like, what is going on? I don't like this one bit. And I think the worst thing about the entire game was the play calling. I think that was what did them. Like, you have the talent and you're calling shitty plays. Like, you're playing not to lose versus playing to win. You got to let fucking Justin air that fucker out.
Yep.
Can't be playing this little pitter-patter bullshit. Like, they're all over us the whole game. And just lack of effort by a handful of guys, too.
Yeah, it didn't look like Green Bay missed a beat with Aaron Rodgers not being there. You know, Love was lighting us up. And you know, it. I don't know. But I don't know why we cannot throw the ball down the field. It's really crazy.
No, they didn't try. That's the problem. I think they only threw 3 or 4 passes past 10 yards. You're not going to fucking win a game like this.
No.
This is dumb. This is dumb as shit.
So hopefully next week will be better. But, you know, the Packers curse continues. And
yeah,
did you watch the Sunday night game or Monday night game? Monday night game. Sorry. Rodgers in New York. Like, what did he play? 4 plays. And then I think he blew out his Achilles or something.
Yeah, he's done for the season.
That's it.
Good thing he's got guaranteed money.
So like, what, man.
That and they still sucks. Won. It was so good for them, man.
Yep.
Fucking Jets. Yeah, it was crazy. Just a crazy scenario. And just like back to the Bears real quick, I'd say we don't want to overreact. It's one game, but I'd say if we go 3 games and you're 0-3, I don't know. Unless they're trying to tank again.
To get the next number one draft pick.
And nobody's told us.
Yeah. It's a genius ploy by the Bears to get the number one pick again.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Something like that.
I don't know. But yeah, it's hard to watch. Really hard.
Yeah. When I turn the game off, that's a problem. I just fucking, I don't remember third quarter. I'm like, I'm done. This is bullshit. Fuck.
I hung in there. I thought they might pull it out, but it didn't look like they look like a worse team that this first game than they did, and they have better players, which is confusing.
Yeah. So then that's what tells me it's the coaching is a problem. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, you get better players and a worse result, and they did not look like they were prepared at all. And you got guys half-assing it. So
we need Deion Sanders. That's what I'm saying. Bring him in here.
Yeah, he's like working
magic in Colorado. Bring him in here.
I don't even know how many toes he has, but he's fucking doing work.
He's all messed up, but that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we talk a little UFC?
Yeah, UFC 293. They had, I think he had two post-fight slurs, one broken arm. Like a guy got his fucking, I don't know if it was elbow dislocated or whatnot. And I don't know. Did the ring card girls get new shorts? I'm going to share this video with you.
Let's see.
Hang on. I'm going to turn the volume down here. This is Jenny. Forgot her last name. But.
Oh, hey now.
But. As I say, but. Did they get new shorts? I don't know what's going on.
I don't know if that qualifies as a short, but whatever it is, I like it.
I can support this.
Yes.
Support the cause.
Good, good, good for them.
But let's start with the main event. So, holy fuck, yes, please, man. Here we go. So, Israel Adesanya, Sean Strickland. This fucking Strickland, or Adesanya, he got the triple curse, Ingo. He got the Drake bet. Drake bet $500,000 on him. That's curse one. Adesanya is on the cover of EA UFC 5. That's curse two.
The deluxe edition.
Hey.
Yeah.
And then he got the Matt Griffith curse.
Oh, no.
Where I said, hey, man, I feel like we're due for an upset. I'm not going to be surprised if Sean Strickland wins this one. And, holy fuck, man. And I said, you got to be in boxing range. And he was wild because he just fucking walked down Adesanya the whole fight.
He did. But that weird, like, what do they call it? The Philly shell.
They're saying, like, the Philly shell. But his defense was so on point, and it's not like he was doing anything crazy. It was just kind of basics. But, I mean, he's checking kicks. He's blocking punches. He's being super defensive, which was kind of shocking.
Yeah.
And just fucking stuck it to him. And then I don't know, was it round one or two when he dropped him? And then he's just fucking raining left hand, left hand, left hand. And like, Izzy's like giving a thumbs up while he's taking punches to the head. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And after that, like, he never really recovered from
he did
that.
Not like, no he didn't I had him he might have went was it round three round three four I can't remember.
One of the rounds early
one of the
rounds
yeah
two or three I don't
but
remember exactly
Strickland just looked to confuse him, and I wonder if part of it was that weird defense, like couldn't Adesanya never could get like a jab or any sort of, like, you know, stuff that fighters use to get their range and their rhythm. Nothing, he couldn't get anything going, and he just felt off the whole time.
Yeah.
So I wonder with this kind of style, like if people figure this out, because it's so odd. Like if you fight, because they're like talking a rematch, right? Immediately. Like if such an odd style on Strickland's part, like is that something you can like game plan for now that he's seen it? Or is it so fucking, is it like the best defense ever? You know,
it's good. Plus it's pressure and cardio, and it doesn't seem like Izzy. I don't know. I'm not going to say he was injured, but he just did not look right. And I don't know if it's just because, you know, I think they alluded to this on a broadcast. I don't know. He's a super active fighter. Like as far as a champion, I think this guy fights the most out of any fighter at least three times a year. And he needs some time off. Just take some fucking time off and reevaluate. I don't think he should jump right back in. Because he also had a loss to Alex Pereira recently too, and then came back and got it back. But like he just doesn't seem as dynamic as he has been in the past. And maybe it's just the bigger guy walking him down and being like, fuck you. And he can just out cardio him. Yeah, he's like the fucking Terminator, man. Just
he looked stronger, more relaxed, better cardio, took almost no damage in the fight, Strickland, that is. Yeah. You know, and Adesanya looked tired, beat up, and confused. Like, mm-hmm. it was just a weird, I don't, you know.
And in his hometown, like, he should have been a little more amped up, which it was just a wild result. And this kind of continues. They said this is the 9th new champion this year. That's how many belts have rotated, which is insane.
That's pretty crazy. And Dust, go ahead. What are you going to say?
I was just going to say, like, why immediate rematch? Dana has this big heart on. Like, anytime you have a champion that's been dominant for, you know, X amount of time. I mean, he did lose recently, but why? Why immediate rematch? How does that make any fucking sense? What's going to change if they do this again? Like, say they do this in 3 months.
Yeah, they're talking December. Like, they want to get it done before the end of the year.
Like, why? You're gonna get the same fucking result, and then you're gonna destroy Adesanya. He can't take another fucking loss, this guy.
Mm-hmm. I do want to talk about the co-main event, but first I want to draw your attention to the ever-changing pound for pound rankings. Did you see these come out today?
And I want to stay on this fight too.
Okay, right, because I want to talk about, like, the fact that Strickland is now in the top 10 and Adesanya takes a nosedive to number 14. I mean, you can see Volkanovski still up there, right. Jones or whatever.
Well,
but
what the fuck? Why is John Jones not number one? That's fucking retarded.
Because he's not fighting. He needs to fight.
Well, he's fighting in, like, November or December.
Well, after he hopefully wins, he'll be back. But
he's never lost. He's never lost. What the fuck are we doing here? He'll fuck everybody up. I don't know. But so with Strickland, I was going to say, have him fight Dricus next. Like, that's who he should fight. Enough of this Adesanya bullshit. Just fight Dricus next. And then two other things with the main event. So Sean already broke the belt and posted.
Yeah.
I want to share the video. Let's see
it. Yes, please. But yeah, video. Perfect.
But I have a solution.
Notice the background.
A lot of guns.
Yeah, very good gun safety here. Don't put them in a fucking safe. Just hang them on your wall with all the ammo. Just duct tape the belt back together, you know.
Good, isn't it?
Perfect.
What is he doing with that belt that he's already broken in?
I don't know. Probably fucking with it. And then the only other thing I was going to show is, I got to turn the volume down. Who's this that posted this? Connor Burks posted this. He said, this is Sean Strickland walking around in Australia after piecing up Adesanya in a 25-minute striking battle.
Fantastic.
No, there you go.
I love it.
Stop that before we get banned. And
you can't show giant rhino balls. That's somehow
hard to say, because, like, I tell you, every week fucking YouTube wants to say this is too adult for you children to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out, fuck face. I'm like, okay, thanks. I have no idea where we went off the rails, because the whole show goes off the rails. How am I supposed to know? I don't know. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully, Adesanya. I think he should take a good 8 months off. That's what my
fight in the spring. It's fighting like April, May kind of thing. Take time
off, man. Yeah, recover. Maybe go to a different camp for a little bit. Get some other looks. I don't know. Travel the world and train with other people, kind of shit. You know.
Yeah. Yep.
Get out of the comfort zone. He looks a little stale. Needs to take some vacations, train some other places, and then get back to it. Mm-hmm. Be more dynamic. Train with John Jones. I don't give a fuck. Do something different.
Right.
Co-main event. What happened? Tie two of us, Alexander Volkov.
Well, it's, you know, so Volkov's, you know, range and size played a big factor, length, I should say, in this fight. And
that is girth.
Tiavasa wins in the girth department.
Yeah, he does.
but the one thing I noticed with Tiavasa, like, he was throwing a lot of one or 1-2, and Volkov was just capitalizing on that and piecing him up a little bit with combinations and keeping him at a distance. You know, Tiavasa was getting frustrated. Volkov caught him a couple times with some nice counter punches, you know, in the first round. And I think it started, it's almost like I started to see the stamina meter go down. Yeah. Like
stamina,
over time.
Stamina.
It was Rampage, like, oh no, it's like a video game. It's bad. Yeah. And then he ends up submitting him, you know, Volkov did in the second round. So, it, you know, kind of a bummer because I'm a big fan of Tuivasa's, but you could see the game plan really didn't seem like it was there. I don't know, with a guy that has that length on you, I feel like you should get in his grill and brawl. And he just didn't want to do that. He wanted to throw haymakers from range, and that he was just eating shots like the whole fight, which is just wasn't, it's not good for his health. I don't care how tough he is. So, and Volkov is, you know, he hits hard. So it ended up being, you know, the downfall of that, but it was entertaining for a heavyweight fight, you know, not boring. So,
yeah, and I would say the main event wasn't super exciting.
No.
It was just kind of like happening. I'm like, what's happening? Yeah. Like the fight, it's happening. Anyway. Yeah. Speaking of which, let's talk about a little sponsor action.
Sponsors brought to you by Manscaped.
There you go.
Fellas, are you running into some stubble trouble? Are you dreaming of that clean shaven look but hate going through the hassle of a wet shave every other day? Every other day, damn.
That's a lot of work.
It's like probably twice a day I'm shaving, you know? I get a 5 o'clock shadow at like 2 p.m. I know you are. That's why we've partnered with Manscaped. The brand for below the waist is coming to save that beautiful face. Yes, sir. Manscaped now has beard products and is going a step further with the launch of their brand new Handyman electric face shaver. It's designed to give your face that smooth and chiseled finish without the mess of a traditional shave. Make sure to join the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Head over to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping.
That's right. Your face is the first thing people see, not your butthole. When you walk through the door, give them something to look at with Manscaped's Handyman.
Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Hit the refresh button with the Handyman.
That's right. The Handyman can. He's taking care of business. And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed, the bedrooms, wherever you're getting down. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
Yes, and it's a unique online service, Blue Chew, that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. It's a simple process. Go to BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days to your door.
You know? That's right. Simple. Knocking it out. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew. You are the best.
What else is going on?
Let me see. So many things I want. What do I want to talk about first?
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Junior Dos Santos, Mauricio Verdum, over the weekend had a little match at Gamebred Bare Knuckle 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dos Santos kind of pieced up Verdum the entire contest.
No drug testing, by the way.
He cut Verdum up pretty good. And, you know, he got him, I think he knocked him down in round one or two. Verdum, tough, of course, was in it, stayed in it. But, you know, this was a one-sided kind of situation.
Like that eyeball. What eyeball?
It's pretty bad. It looks bad.
Yeah, it was kind of blah. This is a free fight. You can watch on YouTube. Yeah, I mean, Dos Santos looked like he had less miles on him compared to Fabricio Verdum, and I never thought I would fucking say that about Junior Dos Santos, but once you get on the supplements, whole new you.
Things change. Remember Overeem, how he recovered his career quite quickly.
Grab his dick and twist it! And twist then, his dick!
Suddenly no more KOs, except the ones he was delivering.
Yeah, dad bought it, now he's like 185.
Yeah.
It hurts my feelings.
It's kind of crazy to think how much fucking gear was he on to be that big and then get that small. Like,
well, he was fighting, I think, 205 back in the day, and then like he's cutting to make 265. Yeah. He was on all this shit. I'm just eating fucking horse meat. Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Horse meats. Yeah, it just hurts my feelings now how he looks. And he'll come back. They all fucking come back.
Yeah.
UFC this weekend.
Oh yeah,
there's a title fight actually
for free.
Yeah, Grasso Shevchenko 2.
Yes, they're running it back. This happened what, back in April, March,
when was something
this?
Like that.
Yeah, in the spring. You think the outcome is going to be different?
No, I think same outcome.
I agree. Those Mexican fighters are tough,
even though Shevchenko is the favorite, which is kind of shocking.
From Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah.
I'll take Mexico all day.
And then you can just kind of scroll through the rest of the card and say, not a lot of ranked fighters. And if they are ranked, they're in the high teens. So you at least got a couple fights out there.
Yeah.
Couple fights.
Well, it's free, right? It's a free fight.
Free fight.
Free card. Free fights. Free card. It's good stuff.
Yes.
You know, perhaps another reason why Adesanya lost this fight. Did you see this training video of Zuckerberg's where he was on some crazy, I don't know what you call it, water device with Adesanya?
Oh, here we go. Water device. There's a lot of things that can be a water device.
Yeah, hopefully this is accurate. I'm not going to share the sound because I think it's going to be copyrighted. But here they are doing their thing. There's some sort of weird training going on.
Whoa, Adesanya, what the fuck are we doing here?
Volkanovski, Zuckerberg, doing some kind of training montage.
I'm just going to say this looks so gay.
It's very gay.
Like, what are we doing here? Let's go out in the water. Let's all put our swim trunks on. Let's throw each other around, get sweaty. Man, sweat.
It's like,
I want to rub my nipples on your nipples. Like, what are we doing?
I feel like you made this extremely gay all of a sudden. So,
well, it looked extremely gay. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh, man.
Is this a fighting sport or a fucking sport? I don't know what we're doing anymore, but it's probably why he left. Don't hang around Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm. Couple fight announcements.
Yes.
Quentin Rampage Jackson.
No way.
Coming back to the cage, December, to settle a 14-year-old a feud, maybe even a blood feud.
Against titties?
Hatfields and McCoys. Yeah.
No way. They're going to make that happen.
Tough contestants, Daryl, titties, shoot over. Yeah. They're finally going to do that one.
What if he knocks Rampage out? That would be something crazy.
Plausible.
I think
Rampage is
that man has hate, right? He got publicly ridiculed on national TV, and it's like a meme and everything else. I haven't seen this guy. What does he look like now? Do we have pictures?
I don't know, but there's also a big skill level difference. So I don't know. I get that. There is that anger and that comeuppance of, you know, you got bullied on the show and you want some redemption. That is powerful, but there's also that skill level. There is a definite skill level difference, but it's also, is Rampage training or not? Because you saw how he looked when he fought Fedor. Like, dude, what are we doing?
Right.
You got to show up in shape. At least do that. And we'll see what happens with that. And then I saw Alan Belcher got released from the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Yep.
So now he's going to fight fucking Roy Nelson.
Right?
Yeah. Bare knuckle MMA heavyweight title fight. Holy fuck, man. Like, Belcher was one of my favorite fighters back in the day. And I one of the highlights is when he was playing the leg lock game with Paul Harris. What are you doing? Don't do this. This is bad.
Here he is recently looking about twice as big as
fucking
he used to
huge.
Look.
He's on all the gear. I love
gigantic.
It.
Gigantic. They're not drug testing anybody.
No, and they shouldn't.
Yeah.
And I love it. Especially all these guys. Past their prime, let them run hot. and do some work. So I like Alan Belcher's chances in that, actually, because Roy Nelson would never fucking take it to the ground. Like, very high level black belt in jiu-jitsu, and then knocks a couple guys out, and then like, I'm a fucking stand up knock people the fuck out kind of guy. Like, well, you have a good ground game, maybe use it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. George Cajal. But and the question is, will Roy Nelson have a belly? That's the,
for sure. I know how much you love that man's physique.
Fucking the most offensive body in MMA. I fucking hated that all the time.
So mad. You're like,
so offensive.
You mean
like, have respect for the sport, you motherfucker.
That's pretty funny.
Anyway,
what else? I got a bunch of stuff, but more fight announcements. The UFC 294 main card is all but set. Hold on. That's not what I want to share. One second. Almost fucked that up. Here we go. This is what I want to share. So we have Makhachev versus Charles Oliveira.
Yes.
Paulo Costa versus Chimaev.
Yes.
And then from there, it's kind of
falls off.
But
Ankalaev and Walker.
Johnny, that's a good one. Tim Elliott, Mohamed Mokaev. I don't know. But I see. But this is the main card. They haven't figured out the undercard yet, but I'm excited about these two.
The top
fights.
Two. Fuck yeah.
Those are going to be good. And that's happening in October in the UAE. So it's at some weird time, 1 p.m. Central, Saturday.
Oh, 21st. Okay. Interesting.
We might have to take a look at the calendar and see if we can just watch that live. Cause
I know, right?
That's our money time. That's forever. Like that's the perfect time. So yeah, I don't know what I'm doing that there, but we should
check.
We should take a look. Yes. Yep. That's early enough where I don't have to be going to bed at 2 a.m, which might not.
I'm not fucking doing that. I'm sorry. I'll watch it in the morning with some coffee and some breakfast.
Yes.
And avoid the Twitter. And then 15 years ago, this happened. Uh-oh. Approximately.
I'm scared.
I don't want to show it, but Shot Evans.
Oh, man.
Knocks out Chuck Liddell. Sorry.
So sad.
I don't know if that's one of the most brutal knockouts in UFC history, as MMA history today would say. But
it was pretty bad. I think there's been some bad ones. What's his nuts that knocked out? I can't remember now. He just got KO'd by one of the Paul brothers. What was his face? He KO'd.
Oh, Tyron Woodley.
Yeah, he KO'd. He had the blonde hair, curly blonde hair.
Josh Koscheck.
Yeah, knocked him out like twice.
Yeah.
In one, you were like, that was bad.
Yeah.
You know, Bisping versus, my brain is broken.
I'm trying to decipher. Here we go. Dan Henderson.
Thank you. This is like charade. What is that?
Let's keep playing. Right.
That's one. What else are some pretty nasty KOs? I can't remember. Let me think. Overeem's had some bad ones.
Well, yeah. I mean, Francis Ngannou with the uppercut on Overeem.
Yeah.
Very old school is Rich Franklin, Nate Quarry.
Ooh,
where he fucking boarded him. Yeah. And I got it in my head. Terry Etim getting fucking wheel kicked.
Oh, that was bad. That was in the UK, right?
Yeah.
That was bad. That was really bad. That was a good KO.
Edson Barboza.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. KOs forever. And then did you see the cover? So EA UFC 5 came out.
Yes.
We got a couple of covers here that I'm gonna pull up. I want your feedback on these. What do you think about the covers for these?
Volkanovski, is that Shevchenko?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I mean, they're all right.
And they're using like computer images, and then someone did their own updated version. So this is JMMA4 with his version of a cover that looks 1,000,000% better.
It's weird that they use they didn't use the likeness of the actual fighters, like a photo.
They use the computer generated bullshit.
Not a
like
fan.
The video game. It looks stupid as shit. And then someone else added another one in, like, this is what the deluxe version should look like. If fucking Tim Sylvia. Tim Sylvia, motherfuckers.
Yes.
What?
I like it. That was amazing.
It's deluxe, man. Super deluxe. What else is happening?
Well, since we're on the topic of video games, yes, there's rumor around the campfire that the Joe Rogan Experience podcast is going to be a radio station in the new GTA 6 coming out. So,
oh yeah, I heard that, and I also heard the price for that game is rumored to be like $150.
What, for like the base? Why?
Because they spent $2 billion like developing it. Yeah, it's insane. And I'm at the point where, like, I've lost so much interest in playing that, I'm probably not going to fucking buy it. Like, you've lost me. Like, it's...
$150. Oh, I'm looking it up. I don't know. I think you'll still buy it. I think you're gonna end up getting it and playing it. It's going to be the best. It's Vice City again, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's what they said. I think it's in Miami again.
I mean, it would be fun, but fuck. It would have been fun 5 years ago.
$2 billion on a video game.
Jeez. Yeah, but I mean, they made, like, they're still printing money. That's why they feel like we don't have to release it. And you know they're going to delay it. So whatever the date they have, they're going to be like, oh, it's not ready yet. And then delay it by a fucking another year.
Typical. I think it's next year, isn't it? Is what I read. 2024.
What has it been? 12 years since the last one?
2024. I mean, they're going to have a new Xbox and PlayStation by the time this thing comes out.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just don't see the need to keep buying, like, the next greatest thing. Like, the games just haven't kept pace with, like, the new systems. Like, what are we doing? Like, yeah. I don't think they've ever even gotten to fully optimize a game to the fucking specs of the system to necessitate spending whatever the price is for whatever the next system is going to be. I don't know. I'm getting very disgruntled about games and fucking systems. And
yeah.
I'm just like, so many of the games have come out that are just unfinished dog shit. And then you're basically the beta tester for a year until they finally tweak it enough to get it right after it's been delayed, you know, 6 months or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck them. Fuck them and their video games.
I agree. Fuckers.
Little KO of the week.
Oh yeah, let's see it.
Oh, hang on. Twitter always just shoots them off right away. Here we go. There we go. One.
Oh damn!
I like the sound of that, like right through the ring.
At least it's on sand, you know.
Yeah, that's a soft landing. So that was one.
Sounded bad.
Got another one here. No sound. I don't remember what happens. I think this is a face planner. Oh, switch kick to the head. Couple hammer fist.
Oh, brutal.
Take you down. Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and then this one, you get a little soccer kick finish in here.
This is a big boys.
Yes. Oh. I get the reverse angle. And that was the other thing that sucks about the new EA UFC game. They said no pride mode.
Yay.
What are we doing? What was it? The THQ EA THQ UFC 3? I think that was awesome. Because they had like a tournament, you could do pride, there was no fucking stamina to worry about. Make it video gamey. Anyway, what else is happening?
I can't believe we didn't bring it up sooner, but
yeah,
today marks the day that UFC and the WWE open on Wall Street as the parent company Endeavor that, you know, owns the UFC and WWE now merged. And they are officially called TKO, and it's a $21.4 billion sports entertainment company, if you can believe that. It just opened up today on the...
That's crazy, because who's worth what? Because when UFC was bought by those guys, it was worth $4 billion at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So now is it 12, like half UFC, half WWE? That's what I want to know.
Well, I don't know that it, I don't know that when it's merged like that, you can split it out, you know? So I think it just becomes this. And the question I have is this going to blur the lines between reality and entertainment?
Well, I think what Dana was saying, because Dana is going to be the CEO of the UFC now, and then Vince McMahon, he's somewhere in the other company. I forgot. Like one of the board members or something. But I think what Dana was saying is that now this is going to provide an opportunity. So like when guys retire out of the UFC, they can basically just walk into the WWE. There's going to be a lot of crossover. And I don't know if it's going to be WWE coming into the UFC, because we've seen it a couple times, worked for one and was fucking horrific for the other with CM Punk. So I think it'll be more of the other way around. UFC, you've retired from there, but here's another opportunity for you to make a lot of money. And a lot of those guys like really get off on the WWE, like Cormier is like the biggest hard on for that shit. Like, oh my God, I can finally fight Brock Lesnar. Like, okay, good for you. You guys do that. I mean, it's great for them. I could give no fucks of no shits. I don't care about this. Right. But good for that. Good for that. Yeah. I'm all for giving fighters another opportunity to make money. So they want to do that. And Valerie Laredo, she's over there killing it and as a female. So good for her. So we'll see.
Like it. Yep.
A little tweet of the week. Dear fat girl, don't be afraid to get on top. If he dies, he dies.
Amazing. I like it.
And then I just got a handful of other things if you got some stuff.
Yeah, a couple things.
Yep.
Conor McGregor earning his black belt. John Kavanaugh.
In what?
Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Here he is.
Not fighting?
No. The belt. He's very excited. Looking very sweaty and like he's training hard.
Yeah, he needs to grow that beard back. I don't like him non-beard.
It looks weird. He's got a weird chin.
Yeah, he's got a juice jaw.
Yeah, so there's that. And then, I have a knowledge, but I have this. Hold on, let me get you this new. I'm wondering if you have input on this new style of training that I discovered.
What the fuck? It's like giants kneeing you.
It's like some weird, yeah! I thought they look like, like they're related. These are like heavyweights against
oh my God.
125 pounder. Yeah. I don't know how he's taking these knees, but he's taking them like a champ.
Well, that reminds me of when we were taking Muay Thai class and our. Like the coach, one of the coaches was like 135 pounds. I'm like, okay, you're holding pads? All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm like fucking 210, 215. You want to hold pads? Have fun. A little ask the nuts. So MMA history asked, like, what is the biggest upset in UFC history? And they give you four fights.
Oh, I get options. And that's better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then I'll give you the what the people voted after we give our thoughts on this. So 7,000 people voted. So Strickland beating Adesanya is one. Matt Serra beating GSP as two. Holly Holm beating Ronda Rousey as three. And Juliana Pena beating Amanda Nunes is four. So out of those, which one do you think is the biggest upset in UFC history?
You know, that's tough. I think it's out of the two women fights, actually. And I'm having a hard time picking which one. I'm going to say Holly Holm over Ronda Rousey because I did not expect that. But if not that one, then you know, the Pena fight.
Well, it's just weird because when I look at this, so... Like, I remember I picked Holm to beat Rousey. That one wasn't shocking to me because I'm like, she's going to fucking knock her out. I think I still think Sarah over GSP just because Sarah The only reason he got the title shot was just being the winner of the, like, the comeback version of the Ultimate Fighter, whatever that was, like the fourth season. And like, no one saw that. I don't know what the odds are, but I think it goes in that order. And I would say it's Sarah, GSP, Strickland, Izzy, Pena, Nunes, and then Holm, Rousey. And that's actually what the fans that voted on this said. So 38.6% of the people took Sarah over GSP, 29.3% Strickland over Izzy, 18% had Pena over Nunes, and then 14.1% Holm over Rousey. So, I mean, they're all upsets for sure. I mean, that Pena one was pretty shocking too. Like, what the fuck? Like, I thought there was no chance of that happening because she was so dominant. And another Ask the Nuts. This is a little bloody elbow post. What is Lyoto thinking about?
Drinking his piss?
Yeah, I was going to say piss, and more piss.
I just had asparagus. I wonder how long before it tastes like asparagus.
Yeah, I wonder, does it taste like asparagus? Is it bitter? I don't think I would ever drink my own piss. You?
No, it's funny you say that, because I've thought about this at times when I'm like going to the bathroom. I'm like, would I drink this? I'm like, no, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm like, and sometimes I'm sitting there, like, you know, you ever have drink a lot of liquid and you're like there for a minute and you're like, what if it was like chilled? Would I drink it then? I'm like, nope. Like, I would.
No.
So the answer is no. I would never do it. I don't even want to know what it tastes like. I can't imagine it tastes good.
No. I remember pissing in a beer bottle and putting a cap on and putting the beer bottle in someone's fridge.
Oh, God. Is that what that was? No, just kidding.
I did that in college to somebody. Yeah. I didn't stick around to wait for the results because I think we're just hanging out on someone's random floor and someone was being a dick. I'm like, well, let's go in his fridge. Give me a beer bottle. I'll fucking piss in it. They can enjoy that some later date. Mm-hmm. I saw Jean-Claude Goddamn. It's going to be in the next Mortal Kombat.
No way.
Hang on. It's the Kumite version is what it looks like.
Ooh, they have the like the platform and all that too?
That's yeah.
Like, oh, I'm excited.
Where he's got like his hands taped up. I don't know if he's dipped them in glass, but
see, it's like the UFC game should do this kind of shit. That's cool stuff.
Yeah, you need a fun mode, right?
Yeah, it's too serious. Like I prefer, you know, honestly, I prefer it was way more arcadey because it's just fun.
100%. It's too much work, like the way they have it. Like we want to. This is the most realistic thing ever. You know,
I don't want it to be real. I want to have a good time.
All right, I want to have fun. I don't want to think about, oh my God, I got to manage stamina. No, I just want to button smash and beat the fuck out of people.
Look at that.
He does his classic splits and
hits them in the balls.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for a finishing move. You know,
that hopefully kind of looks like Jean-Claude, but not really at the same
time. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh, cool. It looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, graphically, it looks really entertaining.
Oh, he's like Scorpion, too.
Oof.
Yeah, but I mean, you get the gist of it. I don't know if we're gonna get a finishing sequence here.
Oh, here you go. Rips his heart out. You know, I remember when these games were out as a kid in the arcade. This was like all the rage. Everyone was like huddled around the thing and trying to figure out how to do all the moves and stuff.
Yeah,
you spend all your money quarters after quarters trying to learn how to play this shit.
And it was hard because the internet didn't even fucking exist when that game was around. So you really had to figure that shit out. I don't know how they did. If there was a magazine that would tell you, had to buy a magazine, right?
Magazine or some guy you would watch that would like drip trickle out things he was doing. You know, it's like this is how you do this or that.
True.
It's not like that anymore.
No. Ran into some knowledge. You got knowledge.
I do. I present to you, Matt.
Yes.
The greatest sport ever invented. Buns and basketball.
Here we go.
I think you can
holy
get behind this.
Shit.
Look at that action. That's
it's a lot of meat on the court, Ingo.
It's better. It's like There we go. It continues. There's more just when you thought it couldn't get any better.
Oh, my God.
She's got some game, too. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that guy was impressed.
Do you have to bring like dollar bills to the game? Like probably. A stack of singles? Make it rain for the ladies.
Yep.
Well, we're on the lines of that.
Perfect.
I'm going to show you the best facial I've ever seen.
I'm afraid we're going to get banned for this.
Yeah, I don't know if I should share sound, but we'll try a little sound.
Oh, show geez. That knight who's boss.
Oh. That is epic. Oh, wow. Is she all right? I feel like
she may never walk again, but I'm sure it'll work out. So that was one. There's another one that's a contender. So we'll play this one. This is like your shotgun in a can of something.
Oh my,
like trying God. To be all sexy. Look at me. Oh, oh my God.
How does that even happen? That's crazy.
I don't know. It almost looks like it was set up. And I saw there was this bar where it's an interesting way to do a shot. I don't know what they're doing. I'm assuming this is Flora.
I have a feeling I know what you're doing. Oh, yes. I saw this video. Quite impressive.
Yeah. You kind of fast forward. But the lady's hanging from a ceiling. Give the guy a shot. Turn around. Pour it down your throat hole. Yay. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Weird. It's yeah. Like the one place where they smack you on the ass, like yeah. After.
And then we'll close it with this. This is, you kind of need to be aware of your surroundings at all times. We were always taught that in Krav Maga. Be aware of your surroundings.
Oh, geez.
Is that a setup? Or that to me looks accidental.
It does. She looked embarrassed.
But perfect sitting. Like, oh shit. The guy's like, what the hell just happened? Did I just get violated? I think I got violated. It's
like, that was awesome.
Yeah. Everything is awesome.
Oh man. Well,
I'm sure I'm going to have a fun time trying to decipher YouTube on this one.
It's going to be bans everywhere. Emails are coming through. Bans, taken down.
Yep.
Strikes.
Restriction. Ratings,
restrictions.
It'll all work out in the end. Anyway.
Content. Yes.
Yes.
That has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Nico Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.